This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Welcome to another section of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Oh, it's a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732. Why didn't that move? 732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I know you could be listening to about a gazillion other stations and shows. I mean, come on, we got that interweb thing. It used to be that all you could get was what you got locally. That was it. Now, my God, you can get a gazillion stations. And you can listen a dozen different ways. But hopefully, look, we have an app. All right, we have an app where you can listen from anywhere. And you can check out the writings. You can check out the pictures. There's all kinds of fun stuff. Well, I don't know if it's fun. But it's definitely informative. How's that? Maybe not fun, but definitely informative. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hopefully, if he's awake, our Matt Blackman from Baltimore will join us. Corey Duncan right after the first break. And Andrea Nelson. Yes, Andrea Nelson. God. I know, right?
Andrea
K. Andrea K. I know. I'm working on it. Andrea K. We'll be guest hosting tomorrow night, so you'll finally get somebody prettier than I am to guest host or sit behind the mic. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, bunch of things you can do. You know, I'm watching the what's going on with Harvey Weinstein going on, and I am amazed. Now, today, they are starting to turn on him. But I am amazed at how many people, how many Democrats wouldn't just come out, as they expect us to do, wouldn't just come out and nail this guy. And it finally Clinton, Hillary, and Mrs. Oblamo came out today and were disgusted by what they had heard was going on. And I appreciate the herd. You know, people are not guilty till they're guilty. You know what I'm saying? So it's good to see that at least they're trying to figure it out. But my God, if we didn't get all of them, can you imagine if that was reversed? What if that was, what if he was a Republican? And this finally came out. But I'm still saying, and I actually had a Democrat get mad at me for saying it. Why didn't the women who were subjected to this years ago, knowing that was more than one, why didn't say anything? Why aren't they out there screaming it from the rooftops? Why would they allow other women to be subjected to this? Now I've already spoken to women about this. So don't say, Joe, you're a man. You don't know how it works. But you can ask Andrea Kay tomorrow night. She feels that women were betrayed. That this happens in this business all the time. And it's never going to stop until you guys force it to stop. Till you open your mouth. Till you make a big deal out of it. And those that have already made it in the business, You're the ones that need to be screaming about this. He can't take you down. Guys like him can't take you down when there's a boatload of you. Look at how fast this man has fallen. Don't let it happen. It's wrong. Christian prayers were called anti-Muslim by AP, ABC, Newsweek, BBC, and so on. All those heathen companies. Now, they're irritant, right? Now they have to protect Islam at any cost. They have to protect Muslims at any cost. And if the roles were reversed and these prayers were going on, you wouldn't have heard a word about the Muslims being against the Christians. Right? Not a word. But apparently, Polish Catholics were praying along a border, and they were praying that God would protect them from evil. Right? Now, that's part of one of their main Catholic prayers. Right? And I'm trying to think. There were over 300 churches who endorsed the event, brought people. There were more than 4,000 different locations along the border where people were standing. Organizers say the prayer event marked the centenary of the apparitions of Fatima, when three shepherd children in Portugal said the Virgin Mary appeared to them. Now, people take part in a mass rosary prayer, begging God to save Poland and the world from dangers facing them. Now, I love this. I mean, think about that. Write that down on your notepad, okay? They were simply asking God to save Poland and the world from dangers facing them. AP and the BBC and Newsweek and other news sources took that to mean, spun that around, chewed it up, put it back together as looking like these people were praying against Muslims. I mean, how do you spin that? So then ABC and Newsweek must feel that Muslims are a danger. That's the only thing I come away with, right? Now, one of the news agencies reported the event also commemorated a large battle in the 16th century, which organizers said saved Europe from Islamization. Fears of Islam were echoed by those in attendance. Right? But I guess what I'm saying here is, what the big push here is, they jump right on evil. Has to be. If a Christian's praying against evil, has to be Islam. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side. Be back, hopefully, with Corey Duncan in just a few minutes. Member at Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yeah, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be alert, be awake, pay attention. You know, it just really, really, really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. And I do appreciate the time that you spend, that you're you know, paying attention, taking notes, sending me messages, sending me emails, that you're listening to this show as opposed to other shows. I really do like it. I really do appreciate it. And I'm not just saying it. Because, you know, I can't sell ad time unless I know I have listeners. And believe me, with some of the messages you sent, I know I have listeners, really, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan might join us in the next hour. Remember, I always joke about how he might be sleeping. Shh, don't wake him up. You know, this story just never, never... I don't know when it's going to end. So you've got Harvey Weinstein's wife announced saying, now look, this is between him and this part of it, him and his wife. But his wife announced today that she was leaving the Hollywood mogul. So these allegations, you know, wives know. In most cases, they know. Always perfect timing. Anyway, but usually, now you look at what's going on with this guy. Okay, you look at what's going on with why can't I ever get his name? I got it, Weinstein, right? And I got it, right? Okay, Weinstein, whatever. And if you flip this, now you got Matt Damon, who was accused of flipping a story or squashing a story or keeping a story from about Weinstein coming out. And now he's pushing those allegations back, saying, no, that never happened. But you have so many women that left other women hanging. It's sad. It's disgusting. And it's sick. And I think the last joke that I told actually woke up our buddy, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey Duncan joins us, as he does every week, to kick off the week. What do I? Do I got to send somebody in the room, in the convalescing room early to wake you up, or what's the deal? You're
first
on.
First of all, I'd like to say, I'd like to thank you for allowing me to come on. Second of all, being me is so, this is so damn tough. But anyway, especially these days, I've been called Daddy Warbucks and a whole lot of other things. So, but anyway, let me get back to
wait a minute. Daddy Warbucks? Your daughter says you wouldn't give somebody eye water to cry with.
Hey, look. My daughter, as young as she is, saw the recreation of the Hindenburg crashing. So, okay. Them kind of people you give a warm glass of milk and a cookie to. So I hope she's listening. Anyway.
All right.
Moving along.
There you go.
Moving along with the Joe Messina steamroller. And so let's keep rolling. Who is this clown? Who is this clown that they talk about soldiers running for president in 20? Really?
Who are you talking about?
The clown you just got finished talking about.
Oh, no. Weinstein? No, he's a... I'm talking about Weinstein. But he's the guy that, running around, you had to have sex with him before you could make it up on the movie screen, apparently. You know the guy I'm talking about?
Maybe he's been looking at too many Ron Jeremy movies and stuff, so, you know.
He is.
But anyway,
you know, we had Kimberly was on last night. She said even if she was a hooker, there wouldn't be enough money she could charge him to sleep with him.
Way to go, Kim. Oh man, that made my day right there.
Yeah. So you know, I'm not a sports guy. You are. I've never watched Sports Center with this. Michael Smith and Jamel Hill, I guess.
I'm going to get done. I'm going to get my little rant about it.
Well, so she makes two comments now, okay? Now, you know Kurt Schlichter was fired. A few others were fired immediately from ESPN. I can't remember the fellow that was fired for saying that Obama was acting like Hitler. He was gone that fast. This one's been suspended. And now Michael Smith says, well, if she's not on, I'm not on. I'm thinking, wow, you people are whacked. Your sense of reality, your sense of moral standards are just whacked. What say you, Corey?
You ready? Okay, take one.
Do I have to have my finger on the beep button or what?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Because this is sickening. I told you a couple weeks ago, and I want people to know out here, I'm not drunk. I'm, why is it that Kurt Schilling got fired immediately? And, I mean, Keith Olbermann, these are two white guys. Why she can't get fired? And if Michael Smith don't want to be on that, fine. It's not like there's Stephen A. Smith or any LaBaye. But Stephen A. Smith is a conservative. That's why they keep attacking him and everything. But anyway, to make a long story short, God bless her. I give it to her. She's a beautiful woman. She's probably real. She might be real ugly first thing in the morning because she got a lot of makeup and fake eyelash. You know, her eyes is, one day her eyes is I just want to know, why do they think, like, people, ESPN is going to lose so much ratings if they don't have them on? Did you see Will Bond? Did you see any of them? Did you see them did you see them say we're not going to be on because they, look, she made a comp. Now, if that was, it was any white commentator, and they had said that about Barack Obama, think what I had. All they'd have picketed it. And lo and behold, the great God, the strength, the God that's been shrunk so much, don't nobody know if he have cancer or be smoking crack. Al Sharpton, Al, I don't want to pay my taxes, Sharpton. You know, then he shows up and says, we're not going to take this. Take what? There's nothing to take. You made a comment about the president of the United States. And if they don't fire her two weeks, no, she should be fired. Because guess what? If the tables were turned, see, this is what I don't like about the Republican Party. You keep allowing them to play this double standard without any kind of recourse or anyone saying anything about it. I'm sick of it. That's why I say God bless the Tea Party, because the Republican Party is garbage. You got a whole bunch of brown noses, people with the rubber leg, and no backbone at all. You know, whatever happened to people? You know, I posted on my page.
Hey. We got to pay for the show unless you're cutting checks. So you stand tight. We'll be up in a minute.
I can cut a check now.
Oh. Did I ever tell you how close I felt to you and how much I loved you, Corey? We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's ProPure.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We've got them all wound up, so I'm just going to keep them going. Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore, joins us as he does to kick off the week, every week. Always have a good time with him. And he's getting, with everything going on in the world, he's getting easier and easier to wind up. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Thank you. Well, allow me to appear. I appreciate it. And I want to thank everyone in the chat room for the always the nice things they say and the nice things that they say about Joe. And continue to support all
the
conservatives.
I said, what chat room are you reading?
I want you to know there are some very, very intelligent people
in that chat room.
Yeah. And that's why you need to come to the Real Side with Joe Messina. Also, check out Andrew Bellis, Xander, and you check out yours truly, Corey, Charismatic Corey Duncan. Come to my page. I invite you.
He does a rant in the mornings, and he promises me he's not driving while he's doing the rant. So I have to believe him.
I do the rant while I'm driving because I don't need the Central Intelligence Agency to know exactly where I am there. Okay.
You afraid they're going to send a missile to take you out? Are you? Hey.
They don't do political assassinations and convertibles no more.
Oh, God. Hey, listen, your buddy, you were talking about Al Sharpton before we went to break, and I knew it was a matter of time. I knew it was a matter of time before he'd come out and say anything, right? And he's not going to stand for the suspension, but here's the deal. What is okay and not okay with him? He won't come out and say it. He wants people to boycott ESPN. They're already boycotting ESPN. It's costing these guys millions of dollars already. I'm curious how he was able to get a phone call out from the hood, because I'm sure he's over in Chicago making sure no more people are being killed, right? I mean, seriously.
I mean, but isn't it interesting how he has time for that, but he doesn't have time to go to Chicago and about that situation? You know, I mean, and I'm still, you know, if there's any liberals or any, you know, or the guy that likes to spitball you from the upper deck, and behind the laptop, why don't one of these people come on and explain to us, all of us, why they aren't going to Chicago and straightening out their situation?
Well, look, last month, we just read it last time, we read the statistics. Almost 300 people shot, over 57 people killed in 1 month. Where's the outrage? I mean, from anybody, where's the outrage? There isn't any because they don't care.
Because it's your fault. It's your fault, Joe. It's your fault. It's Trump's fault. It's Vice President Pence's fault. It's everyone's fault but the people that pull the trigger. That, and see, that's what the problem that I tried to explain to someone the other day, and I had to crush them and hurt their feelings full of fear. Yes, every now and again I have to catch a liberal in the corner like the rats that they are. And I told them, I said, you know what y'all problem is? I said, yeah, I'm going to say y'all because, you know, I love white people. I love all you. But I also love black people, not the majority of them, because the majority of them are a bunch of haters. But the thing of it is this. What I want to say is this. There has been no accountability for anything that has went on in the last prior 8 years. No accountability. Writing checks that you don't have to worry about paying for because you're just writing blank checks. See, so now we got a person that's accountable for things, and no, we don't want you to be accountable. No matter what people need to understand about this, like I said, before he got elected and after, is he going to be perfect? No. Is he going to do everything you like? No. Is he going to say everything you like that want to hear? No. But one thing that you can get from him is the truth. And as long as he keeps spitting the truth, I will support him. My family will support him. And my friends will support him. So, as they say in the hood, listen to this. Hi, hater. Let you keep on hating. You know, it's interesting to me how I want someone liberal to answer this question. Why is Barack Obama, for all of the orange juice and Kool-Aid people in drink, why has he not been to Chicago yet?
He's afraid. He's afraid of being shot. I mean, seriously, they're not willing to do anything to help those people. They're not willing to do anything.
Al Sharpton, we know about Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson. They're avalanche chasers, and wherever's a camera, and they can swindle somebody out of money, or let's not forget to warn the Brawley. But anyway, and so, you know, they can take and swindle all these, you know, I just don't understand Elijah Cummings. Black woman Maxine. You know, all these people like that. It's just like, why Maxine don't go there? Why Maxine don't go?
Well, get them all together, right? I mean, seriously. Right. If they get all together and they walk those streets, I'm sure they could shut down all the nasties,
where's
right?
Jay-Z? Where's LeBron? LeBron, why don't you go? Just the crime rate in Columbus. Or, you know, go to Chicago instead of sitting up saying, well, we're going to stand arm in arm together. They're no more better than the coward that sits up behind a computer and spitballs. Come on from out of the doldrums. Come from behind your mommy's skirt and let's see who the real man is. Let's see who the real man is.
Yep. I'm with you from a standpoint if they would actually do something, if they'd actually get off their butts and do something and go out to Chicago, they could kill this. They could stop this from happening. It's happened in other cities. You know, the other thing I want to hit on with you is, you know, Mike Pence or Vice President Pence left the football game before it started because they were going to take a knee or they took a knee during the national anthem. One NFL player came out and says that Pence walking out of the game is akin to systematic oppression. Now, shooting at 300 black people and killing 57 of them, that's not oppression. But the vice president of these United States getting up and leaving before the football game starts because he doesn't like what they're going to do or they've done, that's systematic oppression. These people are brain dead. I'm sorry. They just brain dead.
No, they're unpatriotic. They're unpatriotic. And they you can stand for whatever you want to stand for, but you have to understand that things that, you know, people fight for it chokes me out and it really upsets me is how can you sit up
and do stuff like that. But see, this is, you know, a friend of mine, I was telling somebody, told me a long time ago, we were sitting and we was having our coffee at Starbucks. And he said, looked around. I'm not going to say what nationality is, but he looked around. He said, look around. These people do not even understand what they're free. What, you don't even understand what freedom is about. They don't understand the Constitution. They don't understand. They don't understand that three people fought for you to be sitting here drinking Starbucks coffee to make judgmental, you know, your point about people, and you have no idea what the devil you're talking about. And so that's why I say everything, because, you know, when people make things like social media, it opens it up to people that get on and they make a point, but they don't. My thing with this, like I always say, I will never talk, make a comment, say anything about anything that I have no idea what the devil I'm talking about. But if I do know, I'm going to spit it all night long, as we say in the hood. And spitting means that I'm going to talk about it all night long for those who need the ebonics of it. And so, but the whole thing with this is just the fact that I don't understand. You know, they take a knee, but you're talking about oppression. All these people talking about oppression. Why don't they go to Chicago? Why don't they go to Detroit? Why don't they go to Baltimore and stop black-on-black killing? Because that's exactly what it is. It's not the white man. It's black-on-black killing. But yet they still want to sit up and blame the white man. And I'm like, the white man didn't go out here and make these people. You know, it's just crazy. It's just, you know, they blame, they want to blame the Las Vegas on Donald Trump because he supports the NRA. Hey, as I told someone the other day, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yeah. They make fun of us for saying stuff like that. I get the biggest kick out of it. You know, again, if they would just go to Chicago, being just one place, show some concern, a concerted effort for wanting to clean it up, it would mean so much. Look, we got to go for a quick break. I want to talk to you about Bergdahl. He's back in the news again. Should he go to jail for life or what? Don't say anything. Let's wait till we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the real estate. Our Matt Blackmer from Baltimore, Corey Duncan, joins us after the break. Don't go far.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched neck, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's www.mdfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park.
We are back. Is this Dire Straits? It is. Boy, we are a white show, aren't we? I mean, except when I have... When I have Earth, Wind, and Fire, or anything like that, I mean, we're just... What are you looking at me like that for?
We're not the Brick House guy.
You know, it's good music, though.
We're not
the Brick House. Yeah, but that's... You know, people will make fun of me for doing that. They think... But I do that one, I do Shaft. I love all that music, though. The 70s music. Anyway. See? My mad black man from Baltimore agrees with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host... You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. That's Corey Duncan, our mad black man from Baltimore. Corey, you know, it's really funny because people will make fun of me sometimes. You know, everybody's got something to say about something, right? And so when I play some of that music, it's, I love funk. I've always loved funk. And it's like, no, Joe, you're just trying to make the black people happy. It's like, you know what, go pound sand. There's nothing that's going to make you happy until I drop dead. So I'm really not interested in what you have to say. You know? Anyhow.
Well, that's, you know, well, once again, thank you for allowing me to
always
come
fun.
On. Well, appear. But first of all, you know, that's what makes you so unique, Joe.
Uh-oh.
You like things like 70s night or whatever, and that's good. That's good. That, you know what? One thing that shows, it shows that you have character, and character will take you a long ways in this world. Trust me. Character, yeah. And humility. And to be talking, to be totally honest, I'm glad that you enjoy yourself like that. Now, what is your address so I can have them to come pick you up and take you back to the mental, take you back to the mental institution where you came from?
I'm in the bunker. They gonna find the bunker. We are well hidden here, you know, on purpose. That's right, because I am truly in the belly of the beast. In California, now, where it's legal, if you know you have HIV, it is legal to have sex with somebody and not tell them. It is legal to donate blood and not tell them. My God, this state... Well, I'd say it lost its mind, but it hasn't had a mind in so long. I don't know what it's lost every sense of morality and decency. You know, Corey, just nuts.
You know, I don't know how you do it. I don't know how you live in Texas. I mean, not Texas. I mean, California. Texas is the place to be.
I know.
But there. Hey.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
Hey, we don't have the lunatics. First you got the Berkeley Democrats.
Ooh.
Then you got these other weirdos in the Fillmore District and stuff, you know, up there in San Francisco. Yeah. Do they just sit around and they just think of this kind of stuff and then just say, oh, okay, all right, let's put that out there. Let's put this out there.
No, that's because you got people like, who is it, Pelosi, and who's that other wonderful person? What's her name?
Barbara Boxer from there?
Who?
Barbara Boxer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's from here, too.
Oh,
that's
God.
Right, too.
Yeah,
you know? No, seriously. And, you know, when they start talking, all I really ever hear is this. You know, I mean, that's all that comes out of their mouth, in my estimation. You know, it's just like they're always screaming about something. It's just, anyway, doesn't matter. Bergdahl, gotta be a rub for you, because, you know, here's a sergeant. These young kids, young people, whatever you want to call them, they've been entrusted with secrets. They've been entrusted with the lives of others. You guys are supposed to be able to depend on each other when you're out in the field. And here was a guy. Now, they say he was held. Some say that he was held by the Taliban for, I don't know, half a decade. But that's not true. He went out looking for them. He no longer liked what the military was doing or what he was doing, and they sent people out looking for him. People could have died out looking for him, and some on the left are trying to make this guy out to be a saint. Should he get life in prison or what?
Well, what I'll say is this. You know, you had to look through a lot of things before you can really start to make a comment about this. This guy is actually faking, he's phony. So I'm not even going to waste my time to talk about that somebody that disgraces other people's military, their history or whatever they are sacrificed for the military. I'm not even going to waste my time talking about it because, you know, it's futile. You know, people like, you know, I heard someone say, well, about, what's the other guy, Snowden?
Yeah.
Or whatever. They want to go after him. I said, Snowden is still working for the Central Intelligence Agency. I said, in so many ways, you have to understand in this world, we live in a world of misinformation. And that's because a lot of people get information from people or get information from websites or get information, and half of the information is not even right. I've seen people look people up to see whether they had bankruptcy, this or that, and this. And I asked them, I was like, well, how did you know that's even true? I was like, that's public record. And anybody that knows, has any kind of a brain, knows that public records only updates their website at least only twice a year, or if not once a year. So I'm like, you know, it's just a lot of people. I just don't understand, you know, how they sit up and they listen to, you know, like when they sit up and listen to The View and the people like this. And I'm like, that's why I call it The View. It's from a viewpoint. It's a stupid viewpoint, but it's from a viewpoint of a person that has no idea what the devil they talking about. I was going to use the other word. But, they, you know, it's just the fact that they just, why don't you go do your own research, stop being lazy, and start doing the right research for, you know, if you want to know what you're talking about or whatever like that. I deal with facts. Hey, look, don't listen to me. I'll give you the website. I'll tell you where to go. You look it up. You don't have to believe nothing that Corey says at all. I never said I was right about everything. Hey, but one thing I do is before I enter this show or any show or even make a rant or anything like that, I do my research because I don't want to slander anyone or say something against them that I know is not true. But at least 99% of the stuff that I talk about is true and factual.
Yeah, I mean, you can't miss it with Sharpton, seriously. But with this fella here, Bergdahl, I mean, we gave up five Taliban detainees. We gave up five people from Guantanamo that went back, and the first thing they did was get involved again and try to take down America. It's just craziness that he wasn't that important. Something else, and you're the conspiracy guy, something else was going on there, wasn't it?
Well, my whole thing, if it is, I'm a conspiracy guy because I understand and been in government and I understand how government works. And I understand that they do things that if you ever went to go tell on them, you're going to look stupid and crazy because you got to understand something. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that's out here that, you know, and I'm going to go because I posted it on my page, Corey Curtis, Mandy Duncan, Alex Jones. Alex Jones, they always come after him. Well, he's a, you know, black helicopter. This, but you know what? My daddy always told me where there's smoke, there's fire. So you have to understand something. Everything that Alex Jones and Joe Messina, Corey Duncan, and everyone else that's around here talking about, and George Norrie or anyone like that, that or Coast to Coast AM, that talks about stuff like that, is not far from the truth. A lot of this is true because guess what? They put it on television and they put it right in front of your face because they know the average Joe is going to be like, oh, no, don't do nothing like that. No, they wouldn't. No, they wouldn't. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Oh, God.
You keep on believing that. People better wake up because you know what? That's why you got both. You don't want to know what you want to know something that clearly shows that I'm telling the truth about it. Why would two parties plus independents, the media and everyone else come after one person because guess what? He's not establishment. And it's our president, Donald Trump. And that's why they continue to attack him from both parties. Your own party attacked you and stuff. I mean, come on. That's your enough right there. The man is non-establishment. They had nothing on him. He's not a drunk. He's not a sex maniac like Bill Clinton. He's not a homosexual or whatever like that. Not saying I got to have anything against homosexual, but I'm just saying he's not. You know, my whole thing with this, he's not transgender. So now they want to attack him about what he says. Oh, that's so harsh. Wah, wah. If we all stop being a bunch of wussies and punks and start standing up and being men like we used to be, then we probably wouldn't have these issues.
You mean men could be men? Well, there is no such thing as men anymore. Now, what are you? You're a cisgender something. You identify. I wouldn't even know if I want to be called a man. I wouldn't know.
I mean, come on. I mean, because but we're too politically correct. Cam Newton made a comment the other week, and they tried to trash him because he said that he was more or less saying that he was surprised that a woman would know so much about routes. That, you know, running routes or whatever like that. And he came out and that was like, I'm so offended by Cam Newton made that. Oh, for the love of God. Really? I mean, everything we do, if you step on a roach or a mouse, I'm so hurt. Oh God.
Hey.
Please, where's the garbage can?
Real quick, before we lose you, tell people where they can find you.
Corey Curtis, Manny Duncan, Corey Curtis Duncan, God bless America. And I want to say big ups, even though we got our butts kicked by Alabama, big ups to the Texas A&M Aggies.
All right, here we go. All right. Hey, when we come back, you don't want to miss this, because we're going to talk about SNL smearing gun owners. They say they're crazy, and they have small penises. I don't know what that's all about, but we'll be back in a minute.
Oh, Lord. Yay.